Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. That's Mark Knopfler bringing us back, a little Dire Straits. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We're having a great visit with our good friend Vicky Malazzo, the author of Wicked Success is Inside Every Woman, the founder of LegalNurse.com, the Vicky Malazzo Institute. Did I say that right, Vicky?
Yes, you did.
All right. So, folks, ladies, if you're a nurse, if you have a medical background and you'd like to learn how to become an expert in the legal field, with your ability, LegalNurse.com will help you with that. And of course, Vicky's outstanding book, the best-selling book, Wicked Success is Inside Every Woman. We're talking about women mentoring other women, and Sheryl Sandberg with Facebook wrote a book called Leaning In. You say leaning back. Now, I want to get back to that distinction. What do you think is the difference between Sheryl's leaning in and Vicky's leaning back?
Well, I think in order for women to lean in, there's women like me who are already successful who have to lean back on behalf of other women. And by that, I mean mentor women and help them to be successful. That's a big piece of what my book, Wicked Success, is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you suggested in the earlier segment, my core business is not writing books. My core business is running and managing
right.
a business, right, an education company. And so, you know, those of us who know how to maneuver through this business world in order to help other women to lean in and do what they have to do to be successful, they need some mentoring just like men have been getting it for decades.
So when Sheryl says lean in her book, is she not talking about mentoring too?
Well, I think, you know, to some extent, but I think what she's basically wanting women to understand is to lean in, you have to sit at the table. You have to sign up for all of the things that are necessary in order to advance
through
a corporation.
Pay the price, because part of her discussion about her book was also, who can a woman have it all?
Right.
Right.
And you know, here's the other thing. It's like, as I said earlier, you know, today is such a great time for women. We are really primed to be whatever we want to be in today's world. And we have options. We can lean in and be part of this corporate world,
right?
We can lean out. I mean, there's women that they're talking about this right now in response to the book. There's women that choose not to get involved.
Some of the great new women-owned small businesses are being started and run by women who spent years in the corporate world.
Right. So you can lean in, you can lean out, or you can get out. And that's what I did. You know, 31 years ago, I decided to start my own business because basically, when I structured my business, I wanted to structure it based on my values and what was important to me and not on a corporation's values.
Well, and now, so back to your lean back thing, you're saying that in order, as a way of helping women who are leaning in, younger women, women who are maybe a little behind you professionally in terms of on the time continuum, that as they're leaning in to try to you know be successful, you're saying it's the responsibility of you, Vicky, who's maybe a little ahead of them, to lean back and give them a hand up.
Absolutely, because
be a mentor. You talk about being a mentor, and that sort of thing, helping them learn how to negotiate, etc.
It's common knowledge that the most competent person doesn't always get the best pay raise and the advancement.
Right.
The person who gets the best pay raise and the next advancement is usually the person that is best connected within a corporation. Now, this doesn't mean they don't know how to do the work. It just means that it's not just about the work.
Right.
And women, I think, in the past have been somewhat naive about that. we need to understand that there's more to advancement than just being competent.
You say that you need to help the women speak up, too.
Again, the people who get noticed are people who have opinions
right.
and who assert those opinions. And just to give you an example, I have two people in my office. You know, one person, she articulates an opinion. If everybody disagrees with her, a week later she comes back with the same opinion. She doesn't care. She's going to keep putting her opinion out until she feels like she's been hurt.
Right.
Somebody else in my office, if they get shut down, they ain't never coming forward.
They're history.
And the people who are most successful, they don't care. They're going
right.
to keep asserting
right.
their opinion, obviously in an intelligent fashion
right.
and in a way that's meaningful and relevant.
Right.
But you have to speak up in order to get noticed, especially in today's world. You cannot be that invisible employee.
What do women need to know about negotiating that men that apparently is different from what men need to know?
Well, I think we need to readily understand that so far, historically, men have out-negotiated us. That's proven just by mm-hmm. the income. You have women who still earn significantly less than men, and that's a woman with the same education mm-hmm. doing the same job as the man. And so we need to become tough negotiators. And a lot of this is doing your research. There's no reason today to go into any setting not having done your research on what a position commands.
Mm-hmm.
And then showing how you can deliver to that company or to that organization.
But you also have to have the backbone to speak up and to stand your ground. And that's
you have to be willing to walk away from a deal.
Yeah, and the self-confidence. Women need the self-confidence to be able to do that. And that is something that I think they can use some help with from a mentor. Hold on to that thought, Vicki. Vicki Milazzo, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to come back, talk a little bit more about this, and I'm going to ask her if anyone, male or female, can have it all.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.